is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 30th of September, 2013. It's the birthday of Truman Capote, born in New Orleans in 1924, moved with his mother to New York City as a child. They applied to the prestigious Trinity School, where young Truman was given an IQ test, and he scored 215, the highest in the school's history. It's the birthday of the poet W.S. Merwin, born New York City on this day, 1927, raised in Union City, New Jersey. His father was a Presbyterian minister, studied at Princeton, literature, romance languages, and went about translating poetry from French and Spanish and Italian, also Portuguese and Latin, also Yiddish, Japanese, and Sanskrit. His collected poems of W.S. Merwin came out in May of this year. W.S. Merwin, who said, "I think there's a kind of desperate hope built into poetry now that one really wants hopelessly to save the world. One is trying to say everything that can be said for the things that one loves while there's still time." And it was on this date in 1791, Mozart's The Magic Flute premiered in Vienna at the Freihaus Theater, about a 20-minute walk from Mozart's apartment. The Magic Flute, not exactly an opera, a singspiel with some spoken dialogue, and written in German, a language once considered too lowbrow for a serious opera. Mozart had been approached by Emanuel Schikaneder, who ran the opera troupe, asking him to compose the music, and Schikaneder wrote the libretto. Not a great libretto, certain chaos in it and contradictory plot elements, some slapstick comedy, some allegory. But Mozart was a Freemason, as was Schikaneder, and the libretto is full of Masonic symbolism. And so he set to work, Mozart, and he finished the overture, just 2 days before the premiere. Mozart's sister-in-law, Josefa Hofer, played the role of the Queen of the Night. She was a very good singer, and so Mozart wrote more challenging music for her than for other roles which would be filled by lesser singers. Mozart was very fond of the Magic Flute and went to nearly every performance of it until his death, just about 2 months after the premiere. Today, it's one of the three most performed operas in the world. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, Dog Dreaming. The paws twitch in a place of chasing, where the whimper of the seeming gentle creature rings out terrible, chasing tigers. The fields are licking like torches, full of running, laced odors, bones stalking, tushed leaps, so little that is tamed, yet so much that you would find deeply familiar there. You are there often. Your very eyes, the unfathomable knowledge behind your face, the mystery of your will, appraising such carnage and triumph, standing there, strange even to yourself, and loved, and only a sleeping beast knows who you are. Dog Dreaming by W.S. Merwin, from his collection Green with Beasts, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS1136. And by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.